Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But first, as we bring in Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator, we can definitively say now that the Panthers won the draft, right? Because before the draft, it was all about the Panthers having lost the draft. Well, before this game, the Panthers had lost the draft last year. Now they have won the draft, right?
Well, I mean, I think if I'm a Panthers fan or anyone supporting the Panthers, I'm far more concerned about how badly will they lose the 2024 draft. And if you look at the schedule, I mean, you got a Frank Wright revenge game against the Colts coming up with no Anthony Richardson. You know, they're up and down. They can, you know, Jonathan Taylor's looked better. Gardner Minshew is you know, just, I don't know. You never know what you're going to get with Minshew. And then you got the Bears too. So like, there's maybe the Broncos. There's and then like the division games with the Bucs and the Falcons. Like, I'm not saying the Panthers are going to rip off a bunch of wins and make a playoff push here or anything. But I mean, the Falcons are the four seed in the NFC right now with a 4-4 record. They look up and down like crazy. The Bucs, I don't think anybody's terrified of it. There's just nothing scary in this division. And I think if you're the Panthers and you can find a way, and I'm thinking, I'm not saying there's a path.
Should I stop you right now?
No.
Really, should I stop you right now?
This happened last night on the podcast, too. I said, there's a path to, they're like, whoa.
No.
There's a path to the Panthers only giving up a top 10 pick and not a top 3 pick to the Bears. And I think that's important. Like, if you give up the number 9 pick to the Bears, it's like, all right, you know, that's not great. It's not giving up the number 1 pick. And I think before Eddie Pinheiro's 43rd field goal on the final play,
went
through the uprights that he celebrated like he had just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think it did feel very much like the Panthers could be, we're going to give up the number 1 overall pick to the Bears.
And they still might, by the way.
That's a little victory here, Adam, where you just hope if you're the Panthers, you're not the worst team in football.
I'm so glad that that's where you went as opposed to even mentioning winning the division because, yes, did they carry him off the field? I mean, isn't that's much, right? I don't think they carried him off the field, but they definitely lifted him in the air.
He was on somebody's shoulders, for sure.
I'm like, okay. But you know what? When you're 0-6,
music was playing, I think. Like,
I saw there. I think they handed out T-shirts and hats after the game. Good for them. Look, they needed a win. It'll make everything about watching the film and seeing why did Bryce Young take 6 sacks? All of these things that they couldn't do. They couldn't run the ball. Ike Kwano still got run over a bunch. They have to get that has to happen. That has to get better. But good for them. But I was just tired, and I want to move on to other games. I was just tired of hearing all the definitive statements about how the Panthers lost the draft through 6 games of what is likely going to be a couple of 10-year careers, maybe more, for C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. I realize that we are asked, it's part of our job. Say something definitive. Be out there. And so we get, I just can't do dumb. I refuse to do dumb. And to dumb.
Look at Tua and Herbert, man. I mean, the Dolphins really saved the Chargers bacon and screwing up and taking Tua. And then like 2 weeks ago, it was like, wow, all those takes for 3 years were stupid. These things are judged over a long, long period of time, not over 6 weeks, and not based on like something that some press conference that Frank Wright gave, where you were technically inferring something that confirms a prior that he liked C.J. Stroud more than he liked Bryce Young. I mean, I think it's like it's Peyton Manning and Troy Aikman five Super Bowls combined, and
right,
both Hall of Famers. Peyton, one of the greatest. He is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and those guys won a combined 6 games their first year. So I mean, it's way, way, way too early to assume that anybody's won or lost an NFL draft based on 6 games of the season.
All right, 49ers, Will Brinson. What kind of trouble are they in, right? This is 3 in a row. I do think that the first 2 were self-inflicted wounds. I'm not sure this one doesn't also fall into this category, but I give the Bengals credit for simply being better than the other 2 teams they lost to.
Well, the Bengals are just good.
Yeah.
Burrow's back in 100%, and this is the Bengals team that, coming out of the bye, he looked even better. He ran for 48 yards. He was really mobile in the pocket. They got the ground game going a little bit. And Lou Anarumo's defense is fantastic, really adjusted to what San Francisco does, particularly when the Bengals had a lead and kept, pushing that lead and being aggressive in terms of attacking Brock Purdy. I think you can make the case, one, that Purdy maybe shouldn't have been starting this game. He's the only player in the NFL this year to enter concussion protocol the same week, within a week span of his, a week-long span of his, only player in the NFL to play within a week of entering concussion protocol. Everyone else has skipped the game afterwards or they entered whenever they entered the protocol, they didn't play the following week. Purdy's the first guy to clear. And I heard Tim Hasselbeck say it. It makes a ton of sense. You're playing this position that requires you to think really quickly and process information really quickly and make decisions really quickly based on that information you're processing. And if you are still... I don't want to get into the minutia of what kind of concussion is a concussion, types of concussions. But I think if you're in the concussion protocol or freshly out of it, it's going to be hard to do that, particularly against a good defense. Now, the other thing about Brock Purdy is we've seen the 49ers and Purdy struggle the last 3 weeks. Purdy's struggling from playing from behind. And I don't think that should be a surprise because, one, you're asked to do, what you're being asked to do when you're front running and you're playing from ahead is completely different as a quarterback than what you're being asked to do when you're playing from behind. And then two, the play calling is completely different. And so Kyle Shanahan, it's just I think he can dial up whatever he wants when he's got a lead with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just way, way different for what he has to call and what he has to do. And look, Jermaine Pratt, shout out NC State, shout out High Point, North Carolina. Made a great interception, incredible pick. That you usually don't see from a linebacker like that. Purdy, you got Logan Wilson sort of tricked him with baited him into making a bad throw later in the game. And I don't think it's the Cinderella story is ending. It's just, but maybe Brocktober is coming to a rocky close.
Well, also, how much of this is no Trent Williams and Debo Samuel, right?
Yeah.
So look. It shouldn't look that different, but Trent Williams is one of those guys. And
he's the best offensive lineman in the NFL.
Right, and Debo Samuel is another one of those guys. And we saw how different the offense looked at Cleveland when they lost mm-hmm. Debo and Christian McCaffrey. So yeah.
And Debo, too, and I'm not sure what the blitz percentage was for the Bengals. I know that the Vikings, Vikings are the heaviest blitz team in the NFL
right.
with Brian Flores. Debo's a big-time blitz beater, And that's, and Kyle Shanahan talked about that. You heard Joe Buck and Troy Aikman mentioning how Kyle Shanahan was lamenting to them that Debo wasn't available for that game against the Vikings because Debo, you get it in Debo's hands in short yardage wherever he is, out of the backfield, line up in these bubble screens, et cetera, et cetera. He's such a blitz killer because you get the ball out quick into Debo's hands and he can take off and pick up yards after catch.
All right, so let me move on to another game because, the 49ers have lost now 3 in a row. Nobody saw 3 in a row coming.
They're 5-3.
They are fine.
We get so tied up in the 3 straight losses versus you're 8 games in, 5-3 is, you'd probably rather be 6-2, but 5-3 is fine.
But here's the other thing. I've always believed that there are 3 parts of the NFL season. There's the start, which tells us something. There's the middle, which lies to us, and then there's the end. Weird things happen in the middle of NFL seasons. Like, there are mirages in the middle of NFL seasons, and that's how we will chalk up Denver at home shutting down Kansas City. Or maybe it's that Taylor Swift was not there.
Taylor Swift wasn't there, and Patrick Mahomes had the flu. I think it's, yeah. I mean, look, a bunch of crazy streaks came to an end. I think it was 19 straight games that Denver lost to Kansas City. It was 16. Patrick Mahomes was 25-0 against teams who were two games or more below 500 coming into this game. So that ended that streak. The craziest one that I heard, I had to rewind it because I didn't believe it. Patrick Mahomes was 16-0 on the road in his career against divisional opponents. That is insane.
That is insane, yes.
He never lost a divisional road game in the AFC
right.
West.
I know they've lost to the Chargers in Kansas City, but he's never lost a divisional road game. That's amazing.
Yeah, and he lost to the Raiders in Kansas City as well. Remember John Gruden took the bus around the stadium several times, honking over and over again, and then the Chiefs beat the Raiders by 300 points the following time they match up. Smart move, John Gruden. Do that to your old buddy Andy Reid. First time losing a road game to a divisional opponent. Russell Wilson has looked better. He's looked. I did Bill Barnwell's pod last week, and
did he have 100 yards passing?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
It was close.
Bill described him, and I thought this was, it's like, you know, you go to your fridge and you open it up and there's a, you're like, I got to cook dinner. And there's like a steak in there. And it's like one day past its expiration, but it's like, it's not, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't smell bad. It just, it looks fine. You feel like you can eat it and
live
with it, but you don't really want to. but you know, it's fine, right? It's not bad. It hadn't gone bad. It's not bad meat. It's so, I mean, it's not particularly appetizing.
Very nice
scenario to think about. I'm just saying, it's like Russell isn't like, you don't open it. You're like, there's that piece of lobster that I caught in the ocean yesterday. You know, it's like, all right. Like it's not rancid meat.
It kind of was, but that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying Russ has been, I think that this sort of little mini run the Broncos are on, and maybe it is a lie, maybe it's a fabrication that we're being taught in the middle of the season. I just think it's like, we were, when they gave us 70 points to the Dolphins, it was like, people wanted to fire Sean Payton and like excommunicate Russell Wilson to Siberia.
The defense is better, has played better, or maybe it was that Taylor Swift was not there. Russell did throw for 114 yards, but I will I'll fall on it. I'll take the zero. He did have three touchdowns, so good for Russ. And
I feel like the eye test, he's passing it a little bit better than he did last year.
And you know, sometimes he just needs a win. By the way, Javonte Williams was very good in the game, and it's nice to see him. Based on he missed almost all of last year with the ACL injury, much like Breece Hall for the Jets, missed a ton of time last year with the ACL injury. It's taken him. What?
Week
two. It was like week two he got hurt.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you got to remember, too, like, sometimes with these ACL injuries, we're like, everybody comes back from them now. Well, it's like sometimes we've seen running backs and wide receivers. I remember Julian Edelman tore his in the preseason, and it was like, he really didn't get back until like week five or week six. And so sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, no question. And look, everybody's different. So, and not all ACL tears are the same either. I mean, some involve more ligaments. Who knows? I don't know the difference. But, it's good to see Javonte Williams playing well. That's important. The Dallas Cowboys are 5-2.
Hey, I'm just glad somebody from Carolina. You always got to win. You know? I mean, like, hate to.
Joke. I'm about to make a North Carolina joke in like 2 minutes. The Dallas Cowboys won. I thought the Rams were better than the Rams obviously are. But the Rams are obviously not good. The Cowboys are, I think, the greatest front-running team in the league. When the Cowboys have an opponent they should destroy, other than that inexplicable loss at Arizona, when the Cowboys have a team they should destroy, they destroy them. Everybody else, they seem to lose.
So the Cowboys are, what, 5-2?
Yeah.
And they've beaten the snot out of the Jets, Giants, Rams, Patriots, and the other way.
Chargers. And they beat the Chargers in L.A. by 3.
Yeah, and that was a close game. That game, Cowboys Chargers, like on Sunday, it was like Sunday night, right? It was like, just fast forward to the 10-minute warning and let's just
get over with. Get it over with.
Dak or Herbert's got the ball, and they're either going to like kick a field goal, miss a field goal, or throw a backbreaking interception that First Take talks about nonstop tomorrow. So let's just fast forward to that. But yeah, and so the losses, you had the bloodbath Sunday night loss a couple weeks ago to San Francisco, which now is like even more confusing because San Francisco lost their next 3 since then. And you've got the loss of the Cardinals. It just felt like Dallas was reading its own headlines too much and stumbled into that one. I tend to think that, I think the Cowboys are probably a big front runner. I also think it's possible, and I know that you have plenty of disdain for Mike McCarthy as, just general.
It's not disdain. I just think he's overrated. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
he's a mediocre coach.
But I do wonder if, like, maybe Dak's starting to find something in this offense, starting to get comfortable.
Maybe.
Like, I just think it takes a little bit longer than people feel like, Kellen Moore's gone, Mike McCarthy's in town, or Mike McCarthy's calling the plays now. It's like, I mean, this should just be a flip switch moment. And I do think, that's a big difference going from, Dak's entire, all of Dak's career is like dealing with Kellen Moore versus now he's got, that type of play caller shift is a huge shift for a quarterback and for the coach to sort of develop that rapport of calling plays, what you're comfortable with, what you like, et cetera. So I think it's possible things they're starting to kind of get cooking on offense.
There's still a big gap between them.
They're at the Eagles this week. The Eagles are 3-point favorites. I tend to like the Eagles in that spot. And I think that game will tell us a lot because remember we crowned Dallas and put them in the elite club of the NFC and then San Francisco tossed them out. And then now I'm not sure San Francisco's in there. It might just be Philly. And it's like, all right, Dallas,
I have my questions about Philly. Philly allowed too many points to a terrible Washington offense So, all right.
And by the way, Dallas home road splits are wild.
Yeah. Yeah, again, at home against the bad team, they flex their muscles and they have parades. A couple of years ago, Dak Prescott tried to spike a ball. They tried to set the ball and Prescott tried to spike it, but they had to give the ball to the referee first so the referee could set the ball. So here's what I'm going to – we have maybe a minute left here, maybe less.
Okay.
The Jets and Giants combined – for 445 total yards, which is about 200 yards less than Georgia Tech had against North Carolina on Saturday night. So,
ouch.
But the Jets spotted the ball themselves, and Zach Wilson spiked it, and they were allowed to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, if Graham Gooden just makes the kick, it's irrelevant. And Brian Daboll, poor clock management.
But still,
it's a loss if you're the Giants, but at least the Giants weren't like number 12 in the country with a Heisman Trophy candidate and undefeated and lose as a 21-point favorite at home and then as a 12-point favorite on the road to down their luck coast.
It's a very good point.
Teams. Like, it could be worse.
It's a very good point. It's just, look, the Brian Daboll's got to be mad at the fact that the referee didn't take the ball to spot it first, and then the Jets would not have been able to kick the field goal.
24 punts in that game. 24 punts.
Yeah, 4 of 35 combined on third and fourth downs between those two teams. It had to be the worst football game ever played. Had to.
Andrew Catalan goes, this is the ugliest, best football game you'll ever see. And then Bob was choosing on the Jets radio call. I was like, and the Jets have won the game, and I'm not even really sure how.
I think Bob was choosing is probably correct. Will Brinson, you are the man. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Bye, buddy. See you, man.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.